But there's something missing in our understanding of what gravity is and how gravity works. Getting to the bottom of the problem has vexed scientists as far back as the ancient Greeks. But in the late 1600s, in a small village in Lincolnshire, the question of gravity was tackled head-on by one of the granddaddies of modern physics. This is the home of Sir Isaac Newton. Film about gravity. Apple. It's a cliche, but the story goes that it was in this orchard that Newton was sat thinking about the universe, and an apple fell on Newton's head and got him thinking about what it is that makes the apple fall, what force pulls the apple towards the ground. Newton suggested that the apple falls because of a force of attraction that naturally exists between the apple and the earth. It's this force that we know as gravity. But Newton's real genius was not to just stop with the apple, but to ask the question, is the same force that causes the apple to fall here on Earth also responsible for the movement of much bigger things out there in the cosmos?